Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys hanging out with us for the next 30 minutes or so. It's always fun to hang out with people like-minded in the outdoors.
And Ava,
don't
on the weekend, too.
I know.
Like, prime time.
It's here. It's hot. It's happening. I'm out the door. As soon as this show's done, I'm out the door. We're heading to the lake, the big lake again.
Always.
Got stories to come up with that. We've got a lot more to talk about as well, including etiquette, reality, and safety experience from the weekend. That's coming up when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
How are things going in your world?
Crazy. We had 4th of July, and I heard you had some car trouble, so I'm sure we'll talk about that. We had some car trouble as well. 4th of July, driving home about 20 minutes away from Lake City. The Jeep starts overheating. Ding, 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 ding. Have to pull over on 61. Thankfully, we had a very nice officer come and help us. And he was so funny. He comes up because Dustin's outside the vehicle with the hood up. And he goes, looks like I'm having a better day than you.
Oh,
and then
boy.
He goes, are you by yourself or do you have the family? And he peeks in the back seat. Oh, you have the family. Yep.
Happy 4th of July.
Yep. It was a wonderful weekend. But yeah, we were stranded in Wabasha, Minnesota.
Well, it's not such a bad thing. Slippery's is right there.
Yeah. My father came and rescued us. And thankfully we were closer.
Simple
to home.
Fix.
Well, no, cracked radiator hose. So
that's a simple fix.
Yeah, but expensive. It was fun. So.
Wow. All right. Well, moving right
along.
How
about you? You had some car trouble.
Oh.
And boat trouble.
Yeah.
All the things.
Let's unpack this a little bit. So.
Where do you want to start? The car or the boat?
Tell you what. We'll just talk about the initial part of the journey. We won't get to the actual fishing part of it. But the initial part of the journey, I was traveling south, as I'm known to do, down Highway 61 to go out to Port Washington. And that was on Thursday. Not in any particular hurry. I know the route. I've been done it 14 times. The car knows the way. I'm autopiling it to get there. Well, lo and behold, and I always am using my hands free. Never do I talk on the phone normal with it up to your ear, so I'm always paying attention to the road. Well, apparently someone had passed me. It's a four lane, and I glanced over and didn't dawn on me where I was. I was in conversation with somebody. Well, needless to say, I rolled into the 55 mile an hour zone whilst going in the 65 mile an hour speed.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a friendly officer who gave me a piece of paper that reminded me that I was going a little fast.
Yeah, and it's the first ever.
That is the first speeding
slap on
ticket
the
I've ever had. You believe
Dang.
That? First one.
No, because you kind of whip around. You kind of.
But I stay in the lit sleep. I'm in the speed limit, man.
Eric's got places to be.
But I do not drive fast. So I stay within the margin of error, as they call it. And never am I in that realm because there's no reason to be. Anyway, so yeah. I got to port. We'll talk about the fishing trip. On my return home on Sunday, I stopped and put gas in Wisconsin, middle of Wisconsin. Columbus, as a matter of fact. And got an Arby's sandwich. Hadn't opened up the sandwich yet. I was just about a mile out of town. 55 miles an hour. Out of the ditch, going Mach 400 as a deer. All I know, it was brown, and it smoked the front of my truck. Ugh. On the not the front, right in front of the driver's side wheel. So it crushed the bumper, it smashed the quarter panel, broke the trim, I think it kinked the hood, it wrecked the grill, and probably damaged something else at the same time.
Ah, man.
And I think the windshield wiper, because it's right on that side, also got crunched.
Are you okay?
No issues here. Airbag didn't go off, so life
Thank
is good.
Thank goodness.
You know, because once the airbag goes off, that's when it really gets spendy. But, no, so I had to get that taken in and get that addressed, and that was just, let's just put it this way. That was a sad moment. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm hoping that the wheel is not contacting the bumper except in a right-hand turn, and I'm like, okay, I got to get this in and get it, you know. So, but sadly enough.
The deer did not make it. The truck did not make it.
No, neither.
Eric made it.
Yeah, I did.
You're
call the
most important one in this scenario.
I called the police to make sure that they went and picked up the animal in a very quick, toot sweet manner so that hopefully they could save it for food shelf or whatever. That would be hopefully the plan.
Ideal. Yeah,
that'd be ideal. But, you know, one of the things that came out from the weekend, I'll just give you a high level overview before we get into it after break. The weather was, let's just say, variable at best. When I got out there Friday morning, we were going to go out early. We were going to go out at 4, get the early bite. And, you know, when you look at the weather, you examine what really is going on. You kind of evaluate your plan, and you adjust your plan according to what you really look at with multiple weather forecasts, and you decide not to go out, even though it's a bigger boat. It's got a cover. It's a hard top. You make the wise decision not to go. Buddy and I were sitting having coffee whilst the storm changed direction wind-wise 3 times, picked up to probably 35 to 40 miles an hour, blew one way, torrential rain, flipped around, went the other way, same exact wind direction, and lightning everywhere. Wiseness prevails in those situations. It may push you out a little bit, but just take the time to understand Mother Nature's going to win every single time. If you would have seen the people coming in on that when that wave came through the switch of weather, everybody was drowned rats and not looking happy.
Yep.
So, anyway, we'll tell you what, we're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.